From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russia has tested an array of new strategic nuclear weapons. President Vladimir Putin said the new weapons couldn't be intercepted and also raised Western concerns about a potential renewed arms race in the 21st century.
Russia was and remains a big nuclear state, but no one wanted to speak with us constructively. No one has listened to us. You listen to us now.
The Russian leader emphasized that the development of new weapons have no equivalent in the West came in response to the U.S. withdrawal from a Cold War-era treaty banning missile defenses and U.S. efforts to develop a missile defense system. This is the third and possibly last day of a Russia-ordered five-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting in the eastern Ghouta area. However, no civilians have used the lull to leave the rebel-held suburbs. UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura said that while frustrated, the UN was not giving up.
Any type of feeling that the UN is frustrated, forget it. We are not frustrated. We are determined because this otherwise becomes the copycat of Aleppo.
Residents said they do not trust the UN ceasefire and that UN and aid agencies have criticized the unilateral agreement made by Russia, saying it gave no guarantees of safety for the residents wishing to leave. Bangladesh has requested that Myanmar withdraw its security forces from their common border. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said Myanmar's ambassador was told the troop buildup will create confusion within Bangladesh and escalate tensions on the border. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says the United States will impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports next week.
People have no idea how badly our country has been treated by other countries, by people representing us that didn't have a clue. Or if they did, then they should be ashamed of themselves because they've destroyed the steel industry, they've destroyed the aluminum industry.
He spoke at a meeting Thursday with top executives from U.S. steel and aluminum companies. The Trump administration has shown its desire to impose tariffs on various metal imports since last year. Earlier this month, the Commerce Department announced it found the quantities and circumstances of steel and aluminum imports threatened to impair the national security as defined by Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962. South Korea plans to send a special envoy to North Korea in response to an invitation from leader Kim Jong-un. Doug Bernard has that story.
The news came via a statement from the South Korean presidential office saying that South Korean President Moon Jae-in told his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump about the decision in a phone call Thursday. The statement said Moon and Trump agreed to continue to make efforts to head toward the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization, maintaining the momentum of South-North dialogue. Moon has urged North Korea and the United States to talk to resolve the issue of Pyongyang's weapons program, which Kim has said he will never abandon. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said Thursday he criticized Japan's insistence that the issue of women forced to provide sex to Japanese troops during World War II had been settled. Moon said that Japan must be able to squarely face the truth of history and justice with the universal conscience of humanity. He hoped that Japan would be able to reconcile with its neighbors and walk the path of peaceful coexistence and prosperity. His remarks were made during a speech marking the 99th anniversary of the launch of an independence movement from Japanese colonization. British Prime Minister Theresa May told European Council President Donald Tusk Thursday the European Commission's draft legal text on Brexit is unacceptable. May also briefed Tusk on a speech she will deliver Friday on the ambitious economic partnership she wants to agree with the European Union. The health of the world's last male northern white rhino named Sudan has deteriorated, bringing the rhino subspecies a step closer to extinction caused by poaching. Sudan appeared to recover well from an infection that developed on his back right leg at the end of 2017, but another infection recently was discovered. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music.